to the Life After Hurt podcast, the post breakup season 2. Happy 2024 to all of you that are viewing or listening this podcast. I'm so excited about this year and all the new things that God has in store for you. I believe that this year will bring you new adventure, joy, happiness, growth, development, and good cheer. So I hope that you had an opportunity to rest over this holiday season. I know I did, because during the end of the year, I feel like there is just this need for me to rejuvenate, to rest, and just to relax. And so I took the opportunity to do that, and I hope the same for you. Episode number 12, entitled Church Folk Talking, Journey is experiencing a lot of self-doubt. She's still attending church service, and she's seeing Case at these church services. On this particular Sunday, Journey does not have to sing in the choir, so she sits in the pews with the rest of the congregation. Case is the worship leader, and he goes into this prayer. Journey is flabbergasted at the prayer that he prays during that particular Sunday. She almost feels that she is in a dream that turned into a nightmare, and she cannot believe what is happening around her. And for those of you who haven't purchased a copy of my book, Life After Hurt, The Post-Breakup, you can grab your copy off of Amazon or off my website at NicoleSweeney.org. All right, back to the story. Journey is in disbelief about how her story is unfolding. She begins to doubt her experiences that she had with Case, because it seems like the church went on as business as usual, and she doesn't know what to do. She feels like no one understands her, and she feels like no one believes her story. So she begins to doubt her experiences. Have you ever had a situation where you doubted what actually happened to you, whether or not you made it up in your mind or you are really losing your mind? Well, today's episode is to share with you 2 ways on how to overcome self-doubt after you experience a breakup with a narcissist. Step number 1 on how to overcome self-doubt after a narcissistic breakup is to write down all of your experiences that you've had with a narcissist. This may feel foreign and even unnecessary to do, but I urge you that it is very important to write down your experiences with a narcissist after you've broken up with them. It's time consuming, and it can be a lot. It can almost feel like you're reliving those experiences when you write them down. But trust me, it will be worth it in the end. Not only will it be worth it in the end, it will also provide you mental freedom. I came across this quote by a man whose name was Michael De Cervantes. He said, "The pen is the tongue of the mind." Let me repeat that again. The pen is the tongue of the mind. What a powerful quote. In other words, what that quote is saying is when you write things down, it validates your experience. Not only does it validate your experience, it also adds language to your experiences and how you're feeling in your whole thought process. It organizes your thoughts. It organizes your feelings as well, so that you do not romanticize this experience with this person. It gives you an objective viewpoint so that you can actually take a look at your experiences without being overly romanticizing this person, which at the end of the day, sometimes can keep you in a situation longer than what you need to be. So it separates the experience from your emotions so that you can objectively look at the situation for what it is and how and made you feel, and honestly, the trauma that it caused in your life. And oftentimes, we dismiss and overlook toxic characteristic traits and behaviors because we love someone or we like them. And before you know it, we're settling on our boundaries, we're negotiating our deal breakers, and we remain in a toxic situation, or we end up returning back to the toxic situation because we just did not write down those experiences, or we didn't separate the emotion from the actual experience. And trust me, do not feel bad if you have not done this, if you never thought about this before, because we're all a work in progress. We're all learning. Even in my experiences, this was something I never did until recently. So, one of the habits I actually started to do in my dating journey, I began to write down just certain things that may have been shared with me from a gentleman that I was getting to know just by talking, developing a friendship. I would write those experiences down. I would write down what he may have said, even the positive things, even the not so positive things, things to help me remember things about that person. Because sometimes when we are in deep like or in deep infatuation with someone, all we see are good things, right? And those things are great. However, we want to ensure that we are making better decisions about the individuals that we're selecting to be in our life, and so that we can objectively take a stance on whether or not we want this person to be a romantic partner in our lives. So I will write down certain things, and again, the things that I would write down was not to build a Supreme Court case. This was to help me to inform my decisions on whether or not I would like to move forward or if I wanted to dig a little deeper in that situation. And this is to keep you grounded and to keep an objective viewpoint on the person you're interested in. The second step you can take on overcoming self-doubt after a narcissistic breakup is simple. Tell someone. Tell someone, tell someone, tell someone. We live in a generation where we are not allowed to share our business with anyone. I don't know about you all, but when I was growing up, we were taught that what happens in this house stays in this house. And sometimes that could instill fear in individuals to not tell anything, even if it's something negative. And we have to shy away from that narrative. One of the things I believe my parents meant to say in saying, don't tell what's going on in this household, I would have added, don't tell someone that you cannot trust. We all need trusted friendships, trusted relationships, trusted communities that we can be around to help us remain healthy individuals and to share our experiences with so that we have support and wise counsel. And so, what I'm telling you is to tell someone, tell someone, tell someone. Tell someone that you trust and that you know has your best interest in heart. And also tell someone that is trying to do better in life for themselves. Because we tend to tell people things about us and our experiences that are not really trustworthy. And we share information with them. And as a result, they give us advice, but the advice is not good advice. It's negative advice. So we have to be mindful of who we are sharing this information with. So whether it's a family member, a friend, a relative, a coworker, a therapist, okay, let's be honest and real. Having a counselor or a therapist is a great thing. I have a therapist and I share my experiences with her so that I can have someone to bounce my experiences off of, someone who can give me wise counsel or to share their own experiences and maybe how they were able to come overcome a certain or particular situation. It's very important that we create a support network around us so that when we are walking journeys such as a relationship breakup, especially with a narcissist, you have to build a strong support system so that you don't return back to them. And I don't care what anyone says, it is healthy to talk to someone. Having someone to talk to helps you process what it is that you're thinking, the experience that you had. It is just a helpful way to be able to overcome breakups. Listen, y'all, breakups are difficult, especially when you've been with someone for a long time or you developed a very strong connection with the person. And if you love them, it's hard to let go. But if this person is not adding value to your life, I would strongly encourage you to make a decision that puts you first, that will allow you to be in healthy relationships. So if you're walking through this journey now, I encourage you to connect with a close friend, a relative, or a therapist to help you walk through this journey. So, what are the two steps on how to overcome self-doubt after breaking up with a narcissist? Is one, write it out, and two, tell someone. And today's affirmation is, toxic love is always confusing, selfish, and controlling. That is not the kind of love God has for you. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast episode entitled Church Folk Talking. I look forward to you guys tuning in next week. And until then, remember that God is proud of you. Happy 2024.